I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Pino's Palette, Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805. I do want to remind you that we have been here since 6 o'clock.
Yes, we have.
And we would love for you to wake up and start your day in a positive way with us here on The Kim Pagano Show. And I'm really excited to share our next hour with you, new guests, new show, and of course, a new motivational moment. And so to start it is, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. And sometimes, you know, we have those like things that maybe just don't work out the way we plan them, correct?
Always.
I know. And yet it's, you know, the way my dad always taught me, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going on. So again, I'm so grateful that you are all here. And again, I'm Kim. I'm here with...
I'm Chad Atkins.
And of course,
I'm Spence.
There you go. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is the number that we have lots of things that we're giving away. You could be involved in any of our things that we're talking about. We want to hear from you. Another great way to follow us is Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, as to Chad was saying, and also our website, and you can visit and listen to any of our back shows there, kimpaganoshow.com, or you can tune in to our podcast, and all that is on your smartphones, and it's on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. You subscribe, and then you'll continue to get all of our shows there. Again, we talk about the brighter side of life, and we want you to listen, laugh, and learn, and that's what it's all about. So again, I'd love to talk about our guest today, and our first guest is going to be Karen Barnes. Her book is The Complete 10-day detox, and it's a diet plan and a cookbook, and I'm excited to talk to her about it. And then, of course, I've got the founder of Dorothea Healing, Doris Muna, in the studio with us. How are you, Doris?
I'm great. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I've been kind of telling everybody I went through one of your healing sessions, and I feel so much better. And so I'm really excited to share this with everybody. But I just want to tell everybody, Doris actually helps people transform their lives into a fuller, richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. Not only does Dorothea and Doris, I want to say Dorothea, but Doris help us, but she also helps our animals. And so I'm excited to,
I think we're going to be planning something out of one of our stores.
There you go.
That's great.
That sounds really good. So again, if you're just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And let's talk about some of our great giveaways.
You know, the Thousand Oaks Art Plaza has been very generous this month to us. So we have Mama Palooza, a mom's night of comedy featuring Lisa Ann Walter, Sherry Shepherd, and Rosa Blasi. Unapologetically honest and edgy comics bring the hilarious side of mom life to the Sure Forum on September 30th at 7:30 p.m. Also, as we said last hour, Tracy Morgan brings his Picking Up the Pieces toward a Thousand Oaks. Tracy Morgan is bringing his wild and unpredictable stand-up to the Fred Kavli Theater on Saturday, September 24th. At 8 p.m., we have a pair of tickets for both of those. Call right now, 805-419-0008. 805-419-0008. Give your name, number, and an email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. All right. Well, let's bring our first guest on. And Karen Barnes, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be here.
So tell us a little bit about who you are, and is this your first book?
Oh, this is actually my second book.
Okay, good for you. What was your first book?
My first book's called Naturopathic First Aid.
Ooh, okay. We already need to have you back.
Yeah,
I love it.
Great.
Okay, that sounds really good.
Yeah.
I love your topics, and I've actually been doing, kind of getting into clean eating and portion control, and my husband and I, and so this is kind of something that you talk about in here, and just the 10-day detox. Once you get all those toxins out of your body, you know, you might not feel so good at the beginning because we're used to not knowing how we don't feel good.
Right.
But after, I think everybody will enjoy it. So I'm excited to talk to you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So I've been in practice for 17 years and I practice in Burlington, Ontario.
Oh.
And through my naturopathic practice, I've seen lots of patients suffering from all sorts of symptoms like irritable bowel syndrome, or they've got itchy skin or joint pains. And a lot of these symptoms are really symptoms of either food sensitivities or needing to detoxify the body.
Wow. When you say itchy skin, and now is that like a allergy itchy skin or like a lupus kind of thing? What is it?
So most of the time, the patients that I see, I'm giving them some supplements and some nutrients to help them with their bodies, just to give them nutrients to support their body to work properly. And then I'm also taking away foods that are kind of bothering their body. So typically, most of the itchy skin that I see could be due to common food sensitivities, that common things that people are eating every day that they didn't realize were bothering them until they take them out of their diet.
Wow. What are a couple of those just off the...
The most common ones that I see, gluten, and gluten-free seems to be the rage.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually just something that makes people feel so much better, so they just kind of stick with it. To differentiate it from celiac disease is a more serious condition where you have to absolutely strictly get rid of everything. Dairy tends to be a big food sensitivity for people. Corn and then pork would probably be number four.
Wow, okay.
So I'm curious, Karen. I mean, there's so much out there right now about gluten-free.
Right?
I honestly, growing up, we knew nothing about it. Do you think it's because there's so many preservatives, just everything we've added to the environment now, that there's so much sensitivity to it? Or do you think we always had it and we just didn't know what it was?
Oh, yeah, that's a really interesting question. There's so many facets to why our bodies react to gluten. And sometimes it's even a hormonal shift that will bring it on. So a lot of the new kind of celiac disease patients are actually getting diagnosed right around the age of 50, because that's when their body's shifting, their body's changing. Sometimes it's because people have more reaction because they're a little bit more stressed out, and that taps into the adrenal glands. And the adrenal glands are really important for suppressing allergies and for kind of maintaining the body's not-so-allergic potential. So that can play a factor. Using antibiotics can kind of mess up the good bacteria, and then you need to get more good bacteria in there. So there's so many facets to it. And, yeah, there can be something to do with the changes in wheat. And certainly wheat can have more gluten these days. But even going back to ancient times, they actually used to do something different with the production of making bread, where they used to actually sprout the seed first. And then in the sprouting process, they would actually take away some of that gluten. And then if you made the bread out of sprouted wheat, then it would have way less gluten than it would today.
Wow. Doris, you had a question?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. You're not on yet. Okay, hold on. No, give me a second. Yeah. Hold that question. So let me ask you, how do we limit our exposure to toxins?
Oh, yeah. So that's a really great question. So if we look at, like, what toxins are out there, there's environmental toxins, things that we're kind of exposed to every day. And those would be things like that we'd ingest through basically meats and fish and chicken and, you know, kind of the animal products. And even things like milk would have more sort of PCBs or these persistent organic chemicals in them. And then there's things like in plastics, like you might have heard of BPA.
Yeah.
Really well known, and phthalates and flame retardants and all that kind of stuff. And so how to get them out is really a matter of diet change and kind of eating things like grains and beans and nuts and seeds and vegetables and fruits. And that's kind of a simple, easy way you can do it, just through diet. And then certainly, like, not using a whole lot of makeup with parabens and that kind of thing.
So we really need to go through kind of everything that we digest or ingest, right?
Yeah.
And do that. Doris, what was your question?
My question, Karen, is the gluten and the yeast combination a factor? Have you noticed in your practice?
Yes, definitely. So there's lots of talk about, like, candida or yeast being an issue. And that's interestingly related quite a bit to mercury and mercury toxicity. Seems that the yeast kind of hang around, and yeast is found in bread, and typically our good bacteria in our digestive tract is kind of balanced. You'll have some different species that are there. But if yeast overgrows, it's usually overgrowing either because people have more mercury in their diet, that would be through, like, eating fish, or they would have it through, like, mercury fillings. They still have some silver fillings that they'd be getting little bits of. But the easiest way to make sure that your yeast is kind of less would be to take some probiotics, and then also possibly do a cleanse with caprylic acid or oregano oil or some of these things to kind of get rid of the bad bacteria at the same time that you're putting in good stuff.
Wow. I've heard a lot about tamarack?
Turmeric.
Yes. Thank you. Turmeric. Tell me a little bit, what's your knowledge and what's your thought on that?
Yeah. Turmeric's a really great nutrient. It's very anti-inflammatory to the body. So a lot of people will know it for, like, using it for joint pains. But it's very antioxidant. So because it's so yellow, some people know it as, like, the cooking ingredient curcumin. Some people know it as that, or turmeric.
Right.
And so that's basically a really good ingredient to cook with, and it's found in a lot of Indian spiced foods, so it'd be in curry.
How much should you use? I mean, you know, or what would you add it to?
Right, yeah. So, you know, the kind of simple, easy way would be to add a little bit to like a protein shake in the morning or something like that.
Oh, okay, that's an easy way.
Yeah,
okay.
Kind of just easily kind of disperses in there.
Okay.
And then the other thing is just to cook with, you know, more curry, and that would definitely have it in. And the thing with turmeric that's kind of kind of a caution that I put out there to everybody is just if you're on blood thinners or if you're taking lots of aspirin, it can also thin the blood. So it's something that you got to be careful in terms of. So I kind of shy away from telling you exactly how much to take. But in general, if you're using it more as a spice, then it kind of can't hurt you. But if you're taking it in pill form, you want to consult someone who really knows.
Oh, that's a
doing.
Good. Okay. Thank you for that warning. Yeah. And to put it in a protein shake, would you just a tablespoon, a teaspoon? Or?
Yeah. Like you don't need that much of it. I'd say even a half a teaspoon.
Oh, okay.
Teaspoon.
Okay.
Quite potent, quite strong. And,
yeah.
Yeah. And actually very anti-inflammatory. Well. And the only other caution is like it can cause them stomach irritation. So people just need to watch for that. If they're getting any heartburn, then just slow down.
Okay. What, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now or waking up, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Karen Barnes. We're talking about her book, one of her books. I'm going to have her on for the other book too.
Awesome.
But the Complete 10-Day Detox. Let's talk about 10 days of detoxing.
Okay.
How would that look?
Yeah, so what that looks like is something like a breakfast would be commonly something like a protein shake or a smoothie. I've got things that are like green juice detoxes and mango green smoothies, that
okay.
kind of thing. But then some yummier ones, juicy peachy blueberry picnic, that kind of stuff. And then snacks would be things like energy bars that you can make with seeds or a chocolate date protein bar, sort of something yummy that you could eat for like a snack. Lunches typically are like spinach salads or soups, that kind of thing, kind of a lighter lunch. Snacks would be something like, and I use a lot of gluten-free stuff in here, right? So gluten-free.
And you have all these in your book, correct?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Wow. And so when I'm thinking detox, I always think you're not allowed to eat anything.
I know.
You know what
no.
I mean, right? But you're actually giving us things to eat. I like
yummy
this.
Stuff, right?
Wow. Yeah, my kind of detox again, you know.
This is good.
So Karen, I'm curious because usually when I see like protein powders or, you know, the granola bars that are organic or, you know, they don't have the preservatives, I mean, our food is not powder. So
yeah.
How is that, to me, that doesn't look any better than just eating green and making
right.
sure your vegetables and your fruits and you know what you're putting into your body. So how do you make sure you're getting the right protein powders and granolas and stuff like
I
that?
I just went on a search for protein powders, and it's interesting, the lady that I'm working with right now, she's like, you don't want any sugar. That was like hard to find a thing with sugar. And so that's a great question. I'm interested in learning about
yeah,
that too.
Exactly. And I like to look for the vegan proteins.
Okay.
So things like hemp seed protein or pea protein. Those are very packed full of nutrients, and also they're pretty easy to digest. And they'll also have less bad things in them, right? They're sort of more... more friendly to the body too.
Right.
And I know Vega's got a good one, and so there's a bunch out there. Typically there'll be like stevia or something like that to sweeten it. And so
okay. Well, when you know what, Karen, we need to take a really quick break,
yeah.
And will you stay on with us, because I want to find out what's the difference between vegan protein powder, soy protein powder,
right.
And what was a whey.
Right,
I
yeah.
think, okay, so I'd love to learn kind of the difference so that we all and our listeners can know how to move forward, right? All right, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and of course, we're going to take a really quick break, so let's give something away.
Yeah, Famous Dave's 20 years of Texas beef brisket done the right way on Sea Glass Way in Oxnard. Urbane Cafe for a healthy gourmet brunch located at 4960 Telephone Road in Ventura. And then Rolling Pin Donuts located on Las Posas Road in Camarillo. Call right now. We have gift certificates for all of those. 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Give your name, number, and an email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Sugar, oh honey, honey.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. Pino's Palette Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for tuning in and staying with us. And I do want to remind everybody of our phone number here, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We'd love to hear your calls. We'd love to hear why you're listening, and that hopefully we're still doing a great job. So again, we want to hear from all of you. I do want to remind everybody that you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Chad and Tom. And of course, Doris Muna is in the studio with us. We're going to talk about, she's the founder of Dorothea Healing, Healing Essence, Workshops, Animals. We're going to talk all about all that stuff. And of course, she is our next guest. Right now, we're talking with Karen Barnes, and we're talking about her book, one of her books, and we're talking about the complete 10-day detox diet plan and cookbook. And I'm excited to continue talking with her. We were talking about, before we went on our break, the different protein powders, and I just wanted your opinion of the vegan one, soy or whey. What's your thought?
Right. Yeah. So, whey protein basically comes from cows, and it's basically a derivative. So there's three different proteins that come from cows. There's whey protein, there's casein, and then there's albumin. And the whey protein isolate is basically, for some people, a food sensitivity. So a lot of my patients, at least 50% of them, will actually have a dairy sensitivity, and that may show as just gas or bloating, that might show as lower energy level, that might show as joint pains, that might show as skin itching. It sort of like can affect many different areas of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a general kind of overall well-being, not
consensus
good for
of,
some
yeah.
people. So it's kind of a caution. It's, yeah, that's kind of the only thing about that. And then soy protein is somewhat of a food sensitivity, but not as much, and it's certainly better for the environment, I'd guess, than.
But then we need to monitor our intake of soy, correct?
Yeah. So soy is one of those things that does have an estrogenic effect in the body,
right?
And because of the estrogenic effect, having too much soy is probably not a good idea for everybody.
And then,
especially if there's like an estrogen-sensitive tumor, you want to stay away from it. But it tends to be not as highly estrogenic as if you were, like, say, drinking out of, like, plastic.
Got it. And then, of course, the vegan.
Yeah, right. So vegan types of protein, things like hemp seeds or pea protein, they're usually well tolerated, and also rice protein tends to be a good one too.
Mm. And so, is there, like, you know, I'm always looking for taste.
Yes, That's the key, isn't it?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So does the vegan one taste good?
Yeah, they taste just fine.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So let me ask you, we hear a lot about formaldehyde in the air and that it actually gets absorbed into our lungs or through furniture.
Yeah.
What's your thought on that, or how do we prevent that?
Right. Yeah. So a really easy way to make sure you're not getting so much formaldehyde fumes is to, if you're going to buy something, a new piece of furniture, is to leave it out in the garage for a while to kind of off gas before you actually bring it into your house.
Really?
So that new car smell that everybody loves.
I know. Didn't I just say that? I know. Yeah.
It's not good.
Not so good. You might want to buy a used car instead. I don't know. But yeah, definitely the formaldehyde does have an effect on the lungs, and it is, you're right, something you can breathe in. So, if you buy a new carpet, try and do the same thing. It's just something that if you air it out, it's going to definitely, get the toxic fumes out.
Hmm, that's interesting.
So has it always been like that? Has there always been so much formaldehyde in everything, or is it more because we're trying to cut costs? And I find
what's changed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't grow up knowing all these things, and
yeah,
we were fine. No,
right, yeah. Yeah, is it that we're just all consuming too many new things? Maybe that's what it is.
Right.
Yeah, so actually really don't know the answer to that question. Have they put more formaldehyde in it? I'm not sure, but I just know that's the best way to get it out is just to kind of air it out.
Okay. So let me ask you, you see in most stores everywhere, organic, make sure you buy organic. And of course, they're so much more expensive.
Yeah.
What do we need to buy? What is the most important things that we need to buy? I know that, there's the Dirty Dozen and then the Clean 15.
Right.
What is the most important, or what are the things that, I don't want to say we can get by, but are okay, aren't going to hurt us?
Right. I see. Yeah. So there's definitely certain things that are more,
prevalent to,
prevalent, right? Like, if you're looking at trying to reduce your pesticide burden, and when you think of it kind of in general, pesticides, you got to think of like the whole ecosystem too. And I kind of like to talk to people about that, because we think, oh, well, how's it going to affect me? But you got to think about, well, pesticides affect the environment, right? They affect the bugs. They affect the bugs that eat the bugs. They affect the fish, they affect the birds, they go into the whole ecosystem. So when we think like in general about eating organic, try and eat as much organic as you can, because then you're kind of saving the whole ecosystem. We don't really often think about that. We go, hey, what's going to affect me? But I think it's a big picture question. But if you're looking at like the clean 15, like the ones that are best, so these are ones that have the least amount of pesticides. Things like avocados and corn and pineapples and cabbage and onions, and then also sweet potatoes, asparagus, mangoes, papaya, kiwi, eggplant, grapefruit, cantaloupe, cauliflower, and sweet potatoes. So those would all be ones that you could, find in low concentrations and would be not so important that you had to buy them organic. But the ones you should really kind of worry about are the things like apples and peaches and nectarines and strawberries.
Wow.
I know these are like common foods.
I heard strawberries are like sponges.
They are like sponges, definitely.
Yeah. So how do you, like a lot of times I'll
just, you grow your own.
Yeah. Strawberries too?
Hey, you could do that.
Yeah.
That's the cleanest way.
Yeah. Well, I do grow a lot of stuff, but I know like they sell organic strawberries frozen, right?
Yeah.
And do you think that those are organic? No, you don't think
I think they're organic, but what does organic mean?
I know. What does that mean?
It doesn't mean pesticide-free. It just means...
It's not as bad as the rest.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. So actually in the U.S., the USDA has certified organic labels now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like you're basically going to look for the certified organic labels the best you can.
Right. Okay.
Sure. Yeah. And even there's regulation in Canada too. Same idea.
Yeah. Karen, leave us with one amazing tip that you have shared and that is your go-to throughout your career.
Oh, go-to. Let's see. Pro- probably some of the best kind of things that help the body, both with detoxification and just feeling good in general, are the B complex, the B vitamins.
Oh, like B12?
Yeah, B12, B5, B3. They all help with digestion, energy, mood.
I think we need them right now, right? and so can you just go buy those over the counter, or there's different levels and different, you know, quality?
Yeah, there's different levels. But if you're looking for kind of an overall just kind of feel good kind of thing, just a B complex, usually about 50 milligrams is kind of a good
50? Is that you said 50 milligrams?
50 milligrams.
Of just B or B12 or which?
Yeah, this would just be like a multi-B.
A multi-B.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. A bunch of them all together.
And just take them every day. Excuse me.
Depends on the person. I can never say.
Right.
Because tests are kind of like, you know.
But could you take too much B?
Some people can. And so, you know, always best to consult a healthcare practitioner before you take anything. But
right.
But in general, that one's a well-tolerated one. Lots of people do great on it.
Okay. Well, great. Yeah. Karen, again, thank you so much for joining us. I want to have you back on for your other book. And so if you could send that to me as soon as possible, we could
sure.
do that. And again, I appreciate you being a part of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Doris Muna. And we're going to talk about life and how, you know, how our emotions and our thought patterns actually affect our energy. And some of these things we actually can be unblocked. And I'm really excited to kind of take them through this journey with you, Doris, and I thank you so much for being here. So stay with us. Let's give something away really quick and take a quick break. And we'll
let's
right
give
back.
A shout out and give away some tickets for our local theaters here. We have Elite Theater is playing The Tempest Show on their main stage Friday and Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 2, from September 3rd to the 25th, located at 2731 Victoria Avenue. Victoria Avenue in Oxnard. Call for reservations 805-483-5118 or order online. Also, Rubicon Theater is hosting Moonlight and Magnolias August 31st through September 18th. You can check them out at 1006 East Main Street in Ventura. Call them at 805-667-2900 for tickets or win them right here at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Give your name, number, and an email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I want to give out our phone number, 805-419-0008. We're going to be talking with Doris Muna, and she, of course, is in the studio. I want to give out her website, and of course, that is DorotheaHealing.com. You can check out her classes, her pet healing seminars. She's got lots of things. And I have actually gone through my first healing class with Doris. And I was probably one of those people that I never know what I'm going to go into. I'm like, I've never done this before, but just tell me, like, let me walk me through this, you know, because I like to experience with people that I'm going to have on my show so that I firsthand can talk about it. And
it's all about keeping an open mind.
Yeah.
I mean, not everything's going to work for everybody, but you got to keep an open mind and you got to go into it knowing that you're doing this for yourself.
Correct.
And things can change, or
right.
you can block yourself.
And that's really, Doris, that's kind of what you said, is some people are blocked and they're not going to let you in and they're not going to do anything. But if you're open, you are going to receive and be able to feel better about whatever you're going through in life. So welcome, and I'm so excited to have you be a part of our show.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started.
Well, I didn't start on the healing path. In my 20s and 30s, I had a lot of physical pain that no doctor seemed to be able to figure out. They tested everything, and all doctors said, you're fine. Even so, a psychiatrist, I said, maybe it's psychological. And then I started on the path of healing. And by accident, I met a guy in Malibu called Dr. John C. He's the founder of Touch for Health. And he muscle tested everything I ate. So I was very interested to hear Karen's talk. It is sometimes what your body will allow you to eat, and toxicity and buildup of toxins happens, and your body just rebels. So I started on that path, and then meditation, and the next thing you know, people were coming to me, neighbors and friends, and say, could you help me with this? I have a pain. And I went down the herbalism, essential oils, and nature's from remedies route. And then I graduated sort of into energy healing. And then that I found that's my niche.
And that's your gift.
Yes, that's
yeah.
my gift.
I mean, it's interesting. I talk about, you know, how we learn our gifts. And our gifts are the things that we do that just is like selfless. We don't even think about it. It just comes easy to us, and we do. It's an amazing thing. So talk about our emotions, our thought patterns. How do they actually affect, you know, the way we were born? And so kind of like everything we go back to is that's kind of one of the things that I was intrigued by.
Yes, it is. We're born, we're 9 months, carried by our moms. So any emotional state the mom was in will be transformed or transmuted to the child. And it's the parents saying, oh, you're great, you can do everything, or you're not so great, or we can't afford this. And this is very little what we have. So the child grows up sometimes with a lack mentality, and this lack mentality will go on with them. Even when they are adults working, they feel work is hard, because no matter, they have to work hard for a living. Instead of going to work with hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go, like the seven dwarfs. Each
right.
one was a different character, and these are the characters, the emotions that we have. And it all starts in childhood.
That's interesting. Yeah, it's kind of like the story that we were told when we were young, you know, and we kind of just talked about that, because, you know, we carry that forward into our lives, monetarial, you know.
Well, of course we do. It's the
yeah,
first,
like you said, you know, the, how your grandfather.
For
you
most
know.
Of us, it's the first, you know, 18 years of our life. So that's
right.
that's what you know, and that's what you live, and that's what you repeat. Unless you change it.
Unless yes. you change it.
Unless you change it.
Yeah.
And actually Socrates, the Greek philosopher, said, give me a child to the age of 7 and he's mine for life. And all those patterns are created under the age of 7. And we just repeat them and repeat them and repeat them.
Wow, that's so interesting. So how do we unblock those obstacles?
It's quite a journey, and it's being aware. The first step is being aware you're doing something not good for you, and a choice. Every morning we wake up, it's a new chapter in our life. And I tell my clients, you wake up and you have two choices, to feel better or to be bitter. And a lot of people who are willing to change, this is where we talk about people who were blocked, or not willing to change, they made that choice not to change. And change is not easy, but it's an option.
Well, I love that. Feel better or feel bitter.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, you can go on with your anger Or you can say, you know what, this is the day that I'm lifting and that I'm, you know, forgiving. And because if you harbor that anger inside, you're only going to hurt yourself, correct?
Correct. And disease. This is the first thing I work with clients is we clear the emotions, the mental blocks. What are the patterns we grew up with? Do they serve us or don't they serve us? Is it my pattern or mama's or dad's or or grandparents?
Right.
And so we have a choice every day, and how to get away from it is a process we do through the energy healing or through the classes, workshops that I do.
Wow. Give out your number so that people can write down your phone number too, and so that they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, it's 805-807-3097. And my easiest way to contact me, of course, is by email, info@dorotheahealing.com, DoroThea and the word healing.com.
Perfect, perfect. And let me ask you, so meditation is actually, we have a lot of people on about meditation, but what are some of the benefits? And you meditate a lot, correct?
Yes, daily.
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 Do you meditate?
I do not.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to. It's hard for me too,
Let me clarify that. I understand the concept of meditating, but I think the overall arching thing is you take time to yourself, you open yourself up to the universe, whether that, you know, you have a quiet moment. It doesn't have to be like a long drawn out thing that I think people that it's become so trendy that people think it has to be this thing where you sit and you hum and you just as long as you
close your mind off and you hear
and you
your
stop.
Inner, you know, I call it as close your eyes and look inside.
Whether you stop you lay down in your car for 5 minutes or 2 minutes and you just need to close your eyes for a second. That to me, I do that every day.
It's quiet time.
You just have to quiet yourself.
Yeah.
So I think it doesn't have to be this big, long drawn out where I sit there every morning and wake up and whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
I think that's...
No, and I totally
So I guess
agree.
I do,
yes.
But in my own way.
In your
and
way.
And that's okay for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. It's going within and quieting the mind, which we call the monkey mind.
The monkey mind.
And it's very hard to quiet the mind. I was one of those who sat and fidgeted for hours, and I thought, oh, I could never do this. Now, of course, I go on and on. The quieting of the mind helps the energy field of our body slow down to what we call theta or alpha waves. And when your body is vibrating on that level, the body actually heals itself. So it's getting that also for healing purposes, for calming. I have a lot of clients who meditate. I recommended some meditations, and they just to bring down their blood pressure and get off their meds.
Yeah, really interesting. So let me ask you, what does energy healing mean? Because, you know, I think that's a really, I'm sure people want to know.
Yes, it is the energy, your energy field, and every particle, every molecule of our body is together because of energy, and we vibrate according to energy, and we can feel each other's energy field. So when you feel somebody, let's say you are at a party and you feel good, there's that good, happy energy at that parties. And sometimes you go to somewhere and you sit with the friends and you feel, oh my God, I feel sick the next day or tired. That was probably negative energy. So
that's interesting. Yeah. And I have experienced that. Have you?
You know, not usually because I do this. I'm very good at separating myself very quickly.
Yeah.
So if I don't have a good energy about something, I'll shut it off.
Wow.
Well,
I'll shut them off.
He recognizes it.
Yeah.
There's people in my life that will stay in my life, but sometimes their energy is not good, and I will push them as far as I can at that moment.
Oh, that's good.
Because
I need to learn that from you. Yeah, that's good.
That's great. And animals, of course, understand energy better than any. The energy of fear, happiness, all these things. Sometimes you go shopping and you can tell this fruit is better than the other, Why? Because the energy of that fruit or vegetable vibrates at a different.
So do you go and feel your fruit? And
I
you
do.
Feel it? Wow,
I do.
That's and interesting.
People find me nuts, and I always have the manager come out and say, can we help you?
I thump on my melons. Is that the same?
Yeah, I do that too.
There
okay.
you go.
Okay, so then I guess I, but I'm not like waiting for feeling. I don't know. But okay, but that's interesting. If I knew how to do it, I would. So maybe I'll have to teach me that too.
Yeah,
but
we have a class actually for
that. Yeah, and you know, talking about, you know, where you have good days, bad days, you walk into a party and you're like the hit of the party, or you're like, this isn't like a really great day. You also have classes on that too.
Yes.
Right.
We
I'm going to be putting together a class on that. I'm really excited.
That's true.
Yeah, because in business, you know, there's days that you feel really strong and there's days that you just want to push your head down and like not let anybody see you because it's not really a good day. So.
But that's okay, right?
Yeah, of course. But you're not going to be making a big decision that day.
No.
You know?
No.
So that's
or maybe you are. Maybe that is the time to make a certain, you know, there you have to read your body. And
right.
You have to look at the universe as what it's telling you.
Right.
Like, you know, we've talked recently that I'm a little off lately. And it's because I know there's a decision I need to make. And I know I need to make it. And I'm very aware of it. It's just taking that next step. I think first you have to recognize that changes need to be made. And then it's the change. So I'm fine with it. I've been a little off. I realize that. I'm okay with that. I'm okay being where I'm at this moment.
Exactly. But there's a lot of people that go, I don't know what's wrong with me. I just feel, you know what I mean? Well, you
figured, it's because they close their eyes to it. If you just open your eyes, you know what the problem is. You always know what the problem
right.
is.
You know, there's also atmospheric and planetary and moon and sun. There's always other energies playing in the universe. So it's not just about us. And there's also energy of other people. So when there's a fear going on, you feel that energy of lack. People stop spending. But when people are happy, there's a wedding or something people want to spend and buy. So the energy, that's why at malls, they have this nice scents or nice music.
I must totally go. If there's a smell, I'm like, oh, my husband would like, okay, where is it? We just need to buy it. You know, it's like, right? I am all about my senses. So I love that. We're going to take a really quick break. We're talking with Doris Muna. We're talking about healing and finding your balance in your life. That's what Doris does. And I want to share her with all of you. So I know you're giving something away today for our listeners. What is that?
Well, on my website, there's 7 free healing tools that people can download. It's a short ebook. And if it's on the homepage on the left-hand side of the website, it's called the 7 free healing tools. They click on it and it's free download. And it's like a little book I put together.
Perfect.
And it just helps them with their environment, simple things to do that will help them on their journey.
There you go. And of course, her website is dorotheahealing.com. And that's dorotheahealing.com. With that, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break, but let's give something away really quick.
Craig Shoemaker will be at the Thousand Oaks Arts Plaza on September 17th at 7 p.m. For more information, contact civicartsplaza.com. Also, Peter Cetera will be there the same day. Call right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Give your name, number, and email address, and a team member will contact you back for a pair of those tickets.
There you go. All right, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. We'll be right back.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. ever give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. We are here every Saturday from 6 to 8. And if you want more of us, you can download our podcast. And of course, that is on your smartphones. All you have to do is go to your podcast and then bring up iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And again, our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. And if you have a business or an event coming up, let us share that with everyone. And we'd love to invite you on to talk about it. So call us. We want to hear from all of you out there. Everybody's got a story and a journey, and that's what it's all about. So again, we're talking with Doris Muna, and we're talking about healing. And Chad in the intro was saying, what does it feel like, you know?
Well, yeah, because I'm curious. I mean, I think a lot of times people don't try new things.
No, because we're a little scared.
Well,
yeah.
It's fear. It's all fear. So if someone was to come visit you for the first time, what is the first thing you would do with them, or so that they understand? So, you know, you dissipate that fear for them.
Right.
Well, the first thing I would do is explain to them how our energies affect our bodies. And we have basically four energy fields. One is the emotional body, one is the mental body, one is the physical body, and one is the spiritual body. So all these energies, our mental and emotional bodies, affect our physical. So if somebody's coming to me for a disease, a physical disease, I would know that they have things they need to unblock in their mental and emotional bodies. However, if they come and tell me that I feel lost, but I don't know what I'm meant to do in this life, then we address their spiritual bodies.
Okay. And so obviously we have to share with you under confidential, right?
Yes, it's all in confidence.
Yeah. And so we share with you kind of like what we absolutely know.
Yes.
Okay. Not the things, obviously, if you don't know what's going on in your life or in your, you know, in your body, you can't know that.
That's true. And also I take in the history. I take in the history of trauma. I take in the history of what they did before the age of 7. I take into consideration any physical injuries, any accidents, any disappointments, any break. Many people come to me and they say, we're on our third divorce. And I look at the way they divorced and why they did. It's a pattern. They've just repeating the pattern. It may be a different person, maybe a blonde one this time. It may, or in the cases of abuse, they may have had physical abuse as a child or verbal abuse as a teenager and emotional abuse as an adult. But it's all abuse.
Wow, so interesting. And so when somebody comes in, what is, you know, kind of take them through that, because I think that's really what you're looking for.
Yeah. I mean, do you sit down in a chair and people are humming around? That's kind of what.
Do you put your feet in water?
Yeah. No. but it's, you know, because you walk into a situation that you're not used to.
And right.
Yeah. I conduct all my healings by the phone, by either Skype or FaceTime. So, so people are very comfortable in their homes. They don't have to drive. They don't have to deal with traffic. They can see me and we just talk. And I have a gift. I'm a medium psychic, so I can tell where the energy field is blocked, at what age. So I help them relive that. And we talk about it and analyze it and try and get it off their chest, sort of thing. And many times they don't remember. I say, you know, I can see you have had an injury at the age of 4, and they say, we don't remember. We don't remember having any injury. And then the next session they come, we asked our mom, we actually did have an injury.
So you're very intuitive and you listen to your intuition. You listen to that.
Yeah.
that thing that tells you.
So I'm.
Which a lot of us don't.
No, yeah.
I'm very connected.
Nice. So interesting. So interesting. So for anybody that's thinking of coming to you, Doris, and is maybe on the fence, give them, you know, some of your success stories, because that is really what takes people to that next step. You know, when, you know, doing hair, I know when you feel good or you look good or, you know, you come in and you go, oh my God, your hair looks really good. Okay, who do you go to? That's what wants, you know what I mean? And so we've got like a minute left just to say that.
Yeah, I work a lot with addicts. I work with people who are in relationship discord, and they come to me and say, okay, we're done. We're going to move on. And I say, wait, let's look at the situation. And 9 times out of 10, I mend that situation, whether it's financial. I help them move on, get rid of their lack mentality, get couples together, or help them move on to the next step.
I love what you do, and I love that it's your gift and your passion, and that's what's so exciting to be able to work with you. Again, you can email Doris at info@dorotheahealing.com, or you can go to dorotheahealing.com. You can also, I forgot to even say, if you are not getting my newsletter, get my newsletter. Doris will be in there, and you'll find out a little bit more, and it will actually link you right to her website. We are at the end of our show. Doris, thank you so much for joining us, and
thank you for your gift.
And Chad, Tom, and all of my listeners out there, go do something amazing with your day and your weekend. And of course, we always end our shows with a moment of happiness. Escape is easier than change. And that's what a lot of us put that off, but you know what? Keep rolling. We're going to get to where we feel good about what we're doing every day. So with that, I'm so glad that you tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we'll talk to you next week.